Isaiah chapter 9, page 687. We're going to start with just verse 2. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. And we'll stop there. We know that in Isaiah's day, it was a dark day indeed. The darkness that they were facing referred to the manner in which God's people kept treating each other. They knew the law, but they absolutely ignored the law. Okay, it referred to God's judgment coming down on Judah because of the behavior that they continually had of ignoring what God was saying. And this darkness referred to the instrument of God's judgment. It was foreign powers that God was using to try and put Israel back into line. Okay, he had foreign armies carrying them off into exile and destroying the land that God had promised them. It was a dark day, and these darknesses easily parallel each other from Phillips Brooks' day in the Civil War and what Isaiah and the nation of Israel were facing. But in Isaiah's day, in that day, a promise was made. The promise of light that was going to shine in the darkness. So for Israel, in Isaiah's day, that meant two things. It meant it was a promise that God was not going to judge the nation forever. Okay? The nation of Israel is feeling God's judgment, and they're going, when is this ever going to end? How is this going to happen? Why are all these foreigners into our land and carrying us off, and what has happened? We were God's favored nation. And so they're worried about their status with God and what's going to take place there. And so it's a darkness, and God says, well, wait a second here. I haven't abandoned you. Okay? I'm going to restore you. But right now, you need to get shaken up. You need to get punished a little bit here. Okay? But more personally, this promise that was made is the promise of a person, a Savior, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. So for Brooks, in his darkness, it was that same person, was his light of hope. It was Jesus Christ that brought that hope back into his life. So there are many of us still that go through dark times in life, even now. Okay, looking around at the world around us, we see a lot of spiritual darkness. Outside the church, to be sure, but oftentimes even inside the church, we still see spiritual darkness. And the darkness can be so pervasive that even during the season of the year that should be so wonderful and magnificent, the Christmas season as we prepare for the coming of Christ, sometimes it can actually make things worse. So today I want to remind you of three simple things as we talk about the light of hope at this season of Advent. And the first one is this. The light of hope still shines on you. Okay? Hear the words of Isaiah again. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. That's hope, folks. Okay? If you have been wandering in darkness, that light gives you hope for the present moment and hope for the future, because a little light goes a very long way. There's been many tests done to try and see just how far you can detect light, just the human eye can detect light from what kind of distance. I found a variety of answers online, and of course, you know, if you find it online, it has to be true. Well, I disregarded most of that, but the fact of the matter is, we know that you can still see just a single match from a great distance when it's really dark out. Okay? One of the reasons why they tell soldiers, you never light more than one cigarette off of a single match. Because if you do, the enemy is going to get a bead on you, and they're going to take you out because you're leaving that light on for too long. No matter where you are or where life has taken you this year, no matter what changes have occurred for you, if you've lost loved ones, if you've had frustrating visits with the doctor, okay? If you've heard of a diagnosis that you always thought was, that's for somebody else, that's not me, okay? Keith, you need to have your hip replaced. No, that's not me, I'm too young, that's somebody else, okay? If you had a relationship strain or break, if you need to hear, or excuse me, you need to hear that the light of hope that broke out and shone on the Jews back in Israel, back in Isaiah's day, still shines on us today, okay? Isaiah described the light as a great light. But truth be told, when the light finally did arrive, the light that Isaiah is talking about, Jesus Christ, when he finally arrived here on planet Earth, it didn't really seem all that great. In fact, very few people even noticed that that light was shining. Largely because the light of hope was shining in the face of a little baby. Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given." It is this little child that is the light. Theologian Paul Scherer put it this way: we can have hope in a world where Christmas comes out of a little stable, the Son of God out of a smelly little village, and 20 centuries of Christianity comes out of a tomb. Do you notice? All of those things are pretty dark. All of those things are pretty nasty. And yet, hope comes out of all of those things. And this little child grew up to take the sins of the world on his shoulders so that we could have eternal life. He is our hope, and we celebrate him breaking forth with that light of hope into our lives. Sadly, even today, many people miss the light of hope. You watch so many people scurrying around the malls, busily trying to finish off their Christmas lists, believing that they are purchasing hope and happiness for the people that they love, and the whole time, they are missing the true light. Even if you've ever looked at the history of Christmas movies, years ago, things like, what is it, It's a Wonderful Life, was one of the most popular Christmas movies. And some of the things, there's elements in there, while it's not completely a Christian movie, there are Christian elements throughout the movie. Today, anybody know what the top Christmas movies are? It's one of two. The Christmas Story, or Elf. Now, in The Christmas Story, I've been told, and I haven't confirmed this, but if you watch The Christmas Story all the way through, there is not even one religious Christmas carol playing in the background. It is all about Santa, it is all about everything else. So if you watch the history of that, we keep drifting more and more towards Santa and farther away from the genuine hope of what Christmas really is all about. Second thing, okay? The light of hope still shines. Second thing, the light of hope will enable you to find your way. The second half of the verse. Those living in a land of deep darkness, light has dawned. Now, mind you that the light is not there for Israel just yet, as Isaiah is saying these things. It's been promised, and it is beginning to dawn. Isaiah is the one first proclaiming it, saying, hey, this light has started, and it is coming, and it is going to get brighter, and it is going to shine better. But we can see it. We understand that it is on its way. But when the light becomes visible, especially after you've been in deep darkness, you can see your path. Okay? I went to Mom's for Thanksgiving, and Tuesday night, as I'm getting ready, everything ready, I got everything all set, I was getting ready to just sit down, relax, and watch some TV, and about 6:30, the power goes out. And it was cloudy outside, so there was no light from the sky, no light from anything, and the power's out. And I mean, I was shocked how deep the darkness was, and shocked that I didn't hurt myself trying to find a flashlight, okay? Even the little light from my phone, just pressing the button, going, hey, now I can see my path. It was awesome, okay? Little light goes a long way. There was a missionary, Virginia Law, who told the story of a night sentry who came to bring her a message, and she noticed that his lamp and commented that, you know what, your lamp really doesn't give off a whole lot of light. And his reply was, no, it doesn't, but it shines as far as I can step. And that's really all we need. That also is really a good definition of faith and life in Christ. He often shines the light as far as we can step so that we have to continue to rely on him with each and every step that we take. Okay? But the point is simple. When you see the light of hope shining, he's going to help you find your way. No matter where you have been this year, no matter how dark the darkness has been in your life, the light is shining on you still, and by that light, you are going to be able to see your way. And the third thing about the light of hope. The light of hope can be shared by you. The light helps you to find your way, but you now have the privilege of sharing that light with others who also need to find their way. Okay? When you share the light of hope, you can accomplish a whole lot. Look at verses 3 through 5. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, and the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. God enlarges the nation, and he increases the joy. Why? Because of that light of hope. Because of that light that is now shining in the darkness. When we share the light of hope, we bring joy into other people's lives. A lot of times we think that when we share Christ with someone or we ask someone to accept Christ as their Savior, we're asking them to accept all these rules and regulations that the Bible says, and, you know, that's a huge burden on them and all this kind of stuff. And to some extent that's true. You are asking them to make a shift in their lifestyle, to make a shift and accept what God's Word has to say. But you know what? God's Word says that the commands of the Lord are never a burden. In fact, they are the things that lift the burden. The real burden, the yoke that is always on us, the yoke that is shattered, is sin. Sin is the master. Sin is the yoke that we are saddled with. And it is in the coming of the light that sin is shattered, that it is broken, and that we can change. Part of how you share the light of hope is living a life of hope. You ever meet Christians who sounded more like people in the world? Just go, you know, I really hope things are going to turn out okay. It's like, there's not a whole lot of power behind that statement, right? Okay, it's like, yeah, what are you hoping to? What are you hoping for? What's the basis of your hope? The basis of our hope is in Jesus Christ. Okay? They sound sometimes fearful or timid. We of all people should be living bold lives based on the gospel, based on this sure hope that we have. And in the midst of the darkness that we may face, we can hold on to that hope. I remember when my father passed away, which has been 10 years already, but I remember a lot of the people that came to mourn my father's passing. And it was an absolute honor to have them all there, to hear their stories, to listen to what they had to say about my dad. But I'll tell you this, there were some people that walked in the door that were more depressed, more distraught over my father passing away than my entire family. Because my entire family, when we walked in that door and we saw Dad lying in the casket, it wasn't a pleasant thing. We're going to miss Dad. But you know what? We know that's the shell. Dad isn't there. We're going to go spend eternity with Dad someday in heaven. We're going to be able to share that with him. We were actually able to be a light of hope to other people just simply by saying those things, by understanding who it is and what Christ has done for us. So as believers, we hold on to the hope that we have in Christ, and that hope is never misplaced. And we live in that hope, and we live that hope out in front of the rest of the world. Now, for some of you, this may have been one of the worst years of your life. You may have struggled and strained. You may have been beaten down by circumstances that are out of your control. And while you may not see it now, God is preparing you for a ministry on the far side of that darkness. To be able to sit across the table from someone and tell them, I have been through the same thing that you're going through. I've been there. And you know what? I survived it. And Christ, the light of hope, was my rock. That is a strong ministry that no one can take away from you. That is an absolute blessing from the Lord to have that kind of ministry. Even if at this very moment you're sitting there thinking, you're nuts. Okay? You don't know how deep and dark my life has been this year. You're crazy. I promise you, when you get to the far side of that darkness, God is going to have an absolutely wonderful ministry for you at that point. Phillips Brooks found a renewed sense of faith in the light of hope. It was in walking the streets of Bethlehem on Christmas Eve that he began to understand how deep a hope that he really had in the light that shone that very first Christmas. Question is, will we allow the light of hope to shine on us? Will you allow that light that shines in the darkness to bring you the hope in your life that you have been searching for? Maybe you need to renew your faith in that hope. Maybe you've never had faith in that hope in the first place, and you're sitting there going, I'm not sure I totally understand what you're saying, but I like it, and I want more of it, and I need to understand this better because you got something that I don't. You got a hope for the future that I don't see and I don't have. Maybe that is something that you need to do. You need to talk to the person who brought you. You need to come see me afterwards and say, you know what? I need that kind of hope. I want that kind of hope in that kind of a Christ, in that kind of a Savior. My prayer is that the light is going to renew us, and it's going to strengthen us, and it's going to draw us closer in to the God that we serve. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the light of hope. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that he is that light, that he came, he is the Messiah, and he is the one who broke the true yoke, broke the master that we had been struggling with all of our lives, which is sin. Lord, we pray that if there's anybody in here who does not understand that, they've never understood that about the light and about the hope that they can have in Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that you are going to be working on their heart at this very moment, that you are going to be drawing them closer to yourself, that they're going to be asking questions of friends, asking questions of myself or anybody else, Lord, so that we can tell them and answer some of these questions for them and help point them to you. Father, for some of the rest of us, I know we've had a tough year for some of us. We have stared at the darkness right in the face, and it has just been so pervasive. And we're just wondering when we're ever going to get out of it. Lord, we pray that you are going to release those folks from that, that you are going to be shining that light in their lives and helping them to see that, yes, this is going to end sooner or later. Father, we pray that you're going to be bringing them that hope, that encouragement that they need in the midst of the darkness. Lord, we thank you for your Son Christ and how life-altering he really is in our understanding of our own circumstances in this life. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.